Are you the kind of woman who isn't interested in living the status quo life, who wants to hear from other women that are paving their own way while making waves? Well then, She Makes Waves is for you. I'm your host, Lindsay Mayuga. Join me as I follow my curiosity around what living a successful life really means. Let's dive in. All right. Well, in the spirit of full transparency, I thought it would be fun to do an episode of the things in my business that have gone wrong, so very wrong, and then how I've come back from them. And they're kind of like funny things, honestly. Like when I was starting my first studio with my business partner, if you know me, you know I'm not great at spelling. And I'm not really great at writing until I met ChatGPT, my main girl. I didn't see that I had spelled surprise wrong. Very hard word to spell. And we had 1,500 postcards made at like FedEx or whatever to send to all of our clients. Well, I think we reprinted them. But to be honest, it would have been really on brand just to send those. And that was one snafu that... kind of cute. And then what else? We, at first, honestly, in hindsight, with my first business, not that many things had gone wrong. You know, like it really was like a little thing here or there, like ended up using Square instead of switching, using the processing from MindBody the night before when I couldn't figure it out. So I think, to be honest, just the most streamlined, simple thing always wins, not the most glitzy and glamorous. And like, I'll get into systems later, but there's a lot of systems out there that claim to be more, I don't know, luxurious. But ultimately, if the features are not simplistic in their presentation and you are running a business, you are going to know it immediately. So anyway, fast forward. Honestly, that business didn't have a lot of things that went off with it, but we just worked a lot, and I don't think we were thinking about changing things as much as I think about change now. So fast forward, when I went into business solo, I had more things that I've done on my own now that have gone sideways. So the first thing that jumps out at me is the mural that I had done. I won't get into the artist. I won't get into the nitty gritty of any of that. But what I will say is that went awry. I'm a very visual person, but I also tend to, you know, what's the word? Delegate or rely on, or that's not the word, but I'll be like, I'll defer to you. That's it. I'll defer to you. You're the artist. I saw the mock-up, but it really, as a visual person, I was like, I can't really process what you're drawing here with how it would be on the wall because it wasn't real. You know what I mean? I would have benefited from seeing a mock-up on a piece of cardboard or like, you know, presentation, like poster board with the visual of like the actual paint color and like seeing the shape of it. That would have visually helped me, but not some doodle on a screenshot of my shop, okay? Fast forward, this monstrosity gets put on my wall. I paid thousands of dollars for it. It looks like the interior of a children's boutique. Just like a childlike drawing. And I would turn the security camera on at night just to stare at it. It didn't last a week. I asked for a tweak. The person did not have the availability or the ability to adjust it. And I was staring at the largest, most cluttery, kind of looked like a fist in one part. It's just, it's not what's important. But the point is, I could not live with it. And within days, within a week, I painted over it white myself. And so there's this idea, and I think the whole point of this episode is to say that there's going to be a lot of sunk costs, things that don't pan out, things that don't have a return on investment, but there is a price tag for peace. And I try a lot of stuff. I dip my toe in on things, and I thought that that wall needed something. But then when I saw what I felt like was all of my clients' lives and clutter on the wall as a visual representation, I couldn't sleep at night. So I ate the cost. I painted it myself. Turns out I can paint walls perfectly fine, and it had to go. And what I did do is I did tell the person, hey, just so you know, you weren't willing to tweak it. I did paint over it. I will not be keeping it. I don't want you to be alarmed when you see it online. Doesn't matter. All I'm saying is I'm not going to shield you from the realities of being an artist, because there are times when people are not happy with their hair, and it's not my client's job to worry about what it feels like for me. I signed up for that. I signed up for a profession that I have to live with the reality of the fact that not everyone's always going to be happy. And it's what I do and how I show up and how I adjust things and how I handle those things that allows me to stay in the game. And so I thought it was doing this person a disservice. Doesn't matter how they handled it. But that mural was a very, very jarring experience that I'm happy to put behind me. I, in the last year, had another experience where I was like, you know what? I need an outdoor sign. I need a sign that's like a simple little flag sign that's on the wall that doesn't have a sign. I already had like a cute sign, like an acrylic sign in my brick. But I was like, okay, I'm going to go through the right steps. I'm going to get the permit. I left this little company I saw online that was called Georgian Wally. And I was like, okay, that's the sign I want. So I ordered the sign, checked with a local sign company. I'm like, hey, can you guys put this in? Here are the screws it came with. Here's what, but I don't know, whatever you guys think is best. They quote me, they come to do it. I can see that we've kind of gone off track, because 2 to 3 hours in, they needed an extension cord. I'm like, you didn't even bring your own. This is a sign company. They borrowed a step stool. I'm like, they didn't come with any of their tools. So then they didn't have the right screws, or I don't know what happened. But so day one, 8 hours in, I'm starting to lose faith, because it's three screws into a brick wall. I understand that that's not, I don't know much about brick, but I understand that you need a different kind of screw. So also more people kept coming. It'd be like one person, two, three person, four. I mean, we kept introducing different characters. So at a certain point, the day's over. I'm like, okay, cool. It took a long time. I actually said at one point, do you guys know how to do this? And then I went out at one point, they were using glue to hold it. I mean, it was like, how did we get here? I'm like, you're gluing it? Okay, so day two, I'm walking in. The flag sign, metal sign, is just hanging from the wall. It's just like a... I'm like, oh my God, it's so windy over here. Like, that could like potentially chop someone's head off. Like, that can't be like that. So I call them. Like, we're bringing a new technician out. So there's like a fifth person involved. Mind you, they said it was going to take an hour. So now we're three days in, and we've now got another technician involved. It's hung, but they didn't know how to screw it in. So fast forward, I have to get a new sign because this isn't going to work. I call another sign company, a different franchise in a different town. They say that sign won't work. Your logo is not big enough. Here's what we can do. Another $2,000 later, I got the sign that I needed. I don't know why everything seems like it costs about $2,000, but I guess my point again is like, it's just not good enough. I'm not going to settle. So that was, that sucked. But now I've got the sign and she's cute. And it's not lost. Here's the thing. It's not lost on me that I have that cute sign, because people don't know what I went through. It was a whole thing. My clients were like, They're still out there. It was a whole thing. I'm like, how can I think I'm doing something so great and it just goes so, so wrong? The latest thing was I tried to switch softwares and it didn't work. It did not have the capabilities I needed. They were not straightforward about what those capabilities were that I needed, that they didn't have. They just said that they had everything that was missing from my current software. And so I remember thinking like, wow, you guys, this is all the things I don't have that you have. But the thing I wasn't being mindful of is what are all the things that are working that the new software won't have. I was looking at only the upside. And there might be a theme here. I didn't look at the downside or the things that could go awry. So I'm T-minus 3 days from launching, moving all the clients over, just everything, appointments, all of it. And I'm like, wait, you guys don't have the duration appointments? I'm not going to be able to like book durations. I'm going to have appointments on the 15 or on the half an hour. Like I can't make my, I'm going to have 1,000 appointments and no productivity because of the lack of intuitiveness from this software. And I remember thinking like, oh my gosh, like here's the thing that I think happens. We don't realize how much something works until we go so extreme in another direction. For instance, the wall that I had the mural on is still white. And I recently just had it repainted and I said, can you sand down from that mural, like the marks in the wall from the mural that had paint like in the radiator, like in the vents? It was a whole thing. And I guess in every situation, I've been able to appreciate what I had when things go left or they go right. And, you know, with my software, like I could kiss Square's mouth, like kiss anyone from Square on the mouth. Not really. No, I don't want to do that. But the fact that it works and so reliable and the things that it does do that do work, I wonder if we don't notice the things that are really great about something because we're accustomed to them. So like having that wall be just like literally this chaotic scene made me appreciate that white wall more than ever. Or, you know, having that sign, that rickety sign that was like waving in the wind about to hurt someone, makes the new cute sign so awesome. And so in life, I think it's so easy to get down on ourselves. And believe me, I have been down on myself before because these mistakes aren't fun. They are costly in mind, body, and spirit. But ultimately, I feel like we can stand or sit or whatever or anchor into the moment and appreciate what we have when we have fiddled with what that very thing is and how far I don't know, I guess something I love to do is just see where the boundaries are on things. So like, that's why it's like, okay, can I make this space any bigger? Do I have any wiggle room? I kind of need to push on every wall to like learn and try and visualize and process. And in the process, I do find myself in very compromising positions. And so I'm hoping that I've pressed on enough walls and I know my limits and my boundaries and what's possible that I have fewer and fewer of these. I'm not going to call them missteps because they've clarified and confirmed so many things in my life. But I just wanted to share some of those today because sometimes I'm like, am I on candid camera? Is this seriously happening right now? And I'm still yet to be on that show. I don't know if it still exists, but I guess I just try and keep a sense of humor about it all and just be grateful because each one of these little sidesteps creates so much clarity because of the information that they provide. So next time you find yourself in a pickle, remember, you might just get some perspective from that pickle. Also, the quote I pulled for this episode was so fitting. We can't get where we're going if we don't acknowledge where we are. My name is Lindsay, and I am a blank We are all members of clubs we would have never voluntarily joined. That's life. Learning to let the shame go frees us to move forward. Yep, my name is Lindsay and I've had a mural put on my wall. I've unsuccessfully changed softwares twice. I have a sign that almost amputated a person's limb. I'm doing my best, and so are you. So have a wave-making day.